So we've spent the last hour enjoying the music performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, and I have a member now, just before supper. Introduce yourself and what instrument.
Hello, I play violin. My name's Gwenllian Richards.
I didn't realise this. You sight read everything on the day, do you?
We do, yes. We come in. Well, today we came in for 2 o'clock. Some of us come in a bit earlier to have a look at the music quickly, but I mean, generally speaking, we all sight read, so but we're used to it now. You know, we do it quite a lot, so.
And watching all of it going on, Ben Foster, the conductor, he would have a screen in front of him, and all of you would have a set of headphones. What exactly do you hear, apart from the music?
In the headphones, actually, is only a click track. So the click goes with what's on the screen, so that everything you see corresponds with the music, so that everything is really sleek and you know, perfect.
You say a click track. What does that mean?
It is basically a click that's on a track. No, it's...
Thank you. All right, OK. So it's just the click, 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 click,
yeah.
Click.
It's set to different metronome marks, so it's you know, different speeds. Each track has a different speed.
How intense is the day when you're recording?
It's a long day, but it's really enjoyable, and you know, it's exciting music. We love doing Doctor Who, and it's really part of the identity of the orchestra now. So it's a great day.
Well, I've spoken to the musicians, now the two men behind the music, the composer, Murray Gold, and the conductor and the orchestrator, Ben Foster. You've been doing this now since 2005.
I know, people call me a veteran now, it's terrible. But I mean, it's a very different thing for me and Ben, because Ben's out here, and I watch him on a little camera in the booth. With speakers and a mixing desk, so we both have a completely different experience of it. Ben sweats, I relax.
That's sweaty.
No, you don't look that sweaty, actually.
It's very calm now. I mean, we've been coming since 2005, and we're happy to say that many of the orchestras, the whole orchestra feels like just friends, you know, and it is a very relaxed and well-oiled machine. You know, we get through a lot of music very quickly, and the orchestra really enjoy playing it, and the quicker we get through the cues, the more happy they are, and the better the sound gets, and I just couldn't, I actually more relaxed sitting in front of the orchestra here than I am anywhere else, really. It's just like a pleasant, lovely day out.
What has the BBC National Orchestra of Wales brought to Doctor Who? Because it was electronic before, wasn't it? So how has it shaped the noise?
Well, it's adventure, romance, sort of the feeling of exploration and grandeur. And, you know, it's a very human show, even though it's about, you know, travelling through time and space. It's really full of human emotions and feelings, and nothing does that better musically than an orchestra. And, you know, not all orchestras are as good as each other either. And the National Orchestra of Wales has, right from the get-go, has had this attitude which is upbeat, positive, helpful, incredibly skilled. And honestly, you just don't get that with all orchestras.
They do take a tremendous pride in how they play and what they play. And I think they're really keen and happy that they're involved with Doctor Who. And I think they trust Murray and they trust me that we'll get through it, and we know what we need, we know what our parameters are. And when I'm sitting in my studio at home just thinking, this is a nice flute solo, wouldn't that be really nice? Matthew will play that. Or there's a horn solo, I'm like, oh, Tim will really enjoy that. And Philippe will play that like a hero, you know. But this is a cast. These guys in the orchestra are the cast of the music of Doctor Who, and it's a pleasure to have them every time. They really play a huge part.
Can I ask about the 12th Doctor, the theme? He's Scottish.
Yes, so he'll obviously have a very Scottish theme.
We're actually going to... It's a shame, but I will. I may as well reveal it. We're ditching the orchestra for the next series. It's just going to be bagpipes.
We're looking forward to that.
We found this amazing bagpipe orchestra. It's a 95-piece bagpipe orchestra, so we'll be unfortunately, we're moving to Glasgow to record that.
But it'll be a happening in Glasgow.
It's a fresh sound. I think it's going to play well for Capaldi.
Gosh, you're treating him, aren't you? 50th anniversary. Was there a tendency of being a tad nostalgic, or you've ignored nostalgia?
I don't want to spoil the plot, but of course, beep and beep obviously happens, and that's incredibly nostalgic.
Right, okay.
And then, you know, we had to cover that. And some of the tunes that I've written for other doctors have come back, obviously. You do that. I mean, it is an anniversary, so there is a sense that you have to enjoy, just shut up and enjoy the fun of looking back and of celebrating the show. You know, I know it's a rude word sometimes to celebrate something, you know, but this is really deserves it after 50 years on the box.
Would you like a vocal contribution?
Please, yes. Sign you up for the whole
Well, it's up to you. Obviously, you've got to listen to me first.
No, I'm ready to go on.
Ready, okay. Oh.
Faith.
Okay, right. That's it.
That's what, with the bagpipes and you, we're going to make a great team.
Is that a yes?
It's a double yes.
Great.
You're going to Hollywood.
Marie Gold, Ben Foster, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.